This is the brief on the human barnacle poem. Okay, so this is a pretty sharp poem, right? It uses this big metaphor, a barnacle, to really go after that parasitic type of person. You know, the one who just clings to other people's work and takes all the credit without actually doing anything. So, how does it break down this human barnacle? Let's look at three key things. First, the poem immediately points out how completely dependent this person is. It says they clinged, as barnacles to holes abide. Basically, they just latch on. But crucially, they makes no voyage. They don't contribute anything to the actual journey. Second, it totally calls out their lack of original ideas. Yeah, they might claim the host's hard work, their labored craft, as their own. But any cleverness they seem to have, the poem says it's just a stolen spark, only showing up because the real creator did all the work first. And finally, the poem gets into the damage this causes. This parasite is described as a weighty drag, literally slowing the host, the ship, down, maybe even causing it to founder. So any success the barnacle gets, it's gilded, false, and thin, really just showing off its own emptiness. Because, you know, it is the ship, not thou, the world shall save. Ultimately, the poem makes it crystal clear. Real value belongs to the creator, not the person who just steals the spotlight.